Howdy, friend. Welcome to Homegrown. I'm your host, R.P. Smith. I hope your 4th of July weekend is going well. This one seems a little more special to me, since I was recently in the Washington, D.C. area and had an opportunity to visit so many historical sites. There was a lot more to see than what we had time for, and I'm not sure how much I absorbed of what I did see. One of the places that made a big impression on our group was the tour of Arlington National Cemetery. Our tour bus was delayed by a funeral procession. They told us there are around 35 funerals a day held at Arlington, many of them for World War II veterans. The procession we saw was for a young man who was killed in Iraq. The memory of that time may be one of the most vivid for even the youngest members of our group. For this Independence Day program, I would like to share a poem that was inspired that morning. I call it Seven Horses Bay. Seven horses bay and green the grass. Silently we watch them pass. Empty saddles glisten in the sun. Three volleys, seven for 21. The day was bright as the band did play. A flag-covered casket, borne away. With his life a young man did pay for some distant man's Independence Day. Swallow hard this lump in my throat. The band, it does not miss a note. Too often, it seems, this band does play. A tear is quickly wiped away. As procession passes with precision, I try to understand the reason for the loss of any mother's son, in battle lost or battle won. In the distance the music fades. Stone markers offer no accolades. Each marker silent stands alone, stretched for miles, this field of stone. Another is added to the row. In final resting place they lay him low. One more stone with date and name, but does the world remain the same? Have I the right to question why any more young men should die in a war whose outcome I can't foresee? What is the price of liberty? I have the right, it has been bought by other men who bravely fought. In each heart a choice is made, liberty preserved or liberty betrayed. Our founding fathers did not know if seeds of freedom would root and grow. They waged the battle anyway, as battles still are fought today. Fallen warriors are laid to rest who sought justice for the oppressed. Their dream lives on and does not stay where grass is green and horses bay. Thanks for riding along this morning for Homegrown. If you know of someone else who might enjoy today's show, have them visit the Homegrown webpage at www.rpsmith.us. I hope you can join me back here next week for another edition of Homegrown.